Hi guys, it is National Lasagna Day. No one's more excited than us.
You should have tasted my lasagna. Hey, you don't like a lasagna. That's okay too. How about the calzone?
Absolutely love a lasagna.
Oh, lasagna.
It's so good. And National Lasagna Day, that's all you have to do on National Lasagna Day. The way you celebrate it, apparently, is just to eat lasagna. Show your respect for the dish by eating it.
You want a little bit of history?
Yeah.
The first transcribed text about lasagna appeared in 1282. Ooh. In the Memorale Bolognese, or the Bolognese Memorials.
They've got a memorial for everything.
Yeah, don't they? So 1282, but you had something interesting to say about that.
Yeah, because I thought that I'd heard that they didn't have tomatoes. The Europeans hadn't seen tomatoes at that point.
Yeah.
So what were they putting in the dish?
Oh, the tin stuff.
But in the 13th century.
We're missing a key player on this day.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Pete should be here.
Pete, we know, but Pete's sick and yesterday we're like, well, that's okay. Well, what we'll do is we'll just get in touch with Pete's mum.
Yep.
Because, you know, Mama T, she'll be like totally keen to talk to us.
Yep.
And she will tell us the secret recipe to making the best lasagna.
Because every family would have their own little bit that they do that's different. Yeah.
Everything. And she will absolutely share it with us because the way we see it, we share parents.
Mm-hmm.
We're family. We are family.
Yeah.
We share parents and we thought we'll just give her a call. But if Pete hasn't been the shonkiest shonkster, he's keeping his mum's phone number from us.
He won't let us speak to her.
He's stopping us from getting in touch with his mum, saying, I don't think she wants to reveal her recipe.
Yeah, she won't be up yet. Yeah,
she's not going to be awake yet. Oh, no, but he's really holding out on us. So we can't trust him anymore, and now we have to turn to the mixed fam instead.
Yeah. I mean, she's a lovely lady, but she's not Colonel Sanders. It's not 11 secret herbs and spices.
Maybe
is it?
There is.
I don't know.
So 131060, throw it out to our mixed fam. What makes your lasagna so damn special? Your lasagna's got something going on that's amazing. I've got to say, I love my sister-in-law's lasagna.
Okay.
And she makes it with something that I would never have expected. And this might be against lasagna day. I don't even know.
Okay.
She makes it with mountain bread. You know that really thin mountain bread, the square pieces of like pita, but not. They're like so flat. There's nothing going on.
Right, okay.
They're like a piece of paper.
Not fond of them, really.
She uses those instead of lasagna sheets, and it's amazing.
Oh.
And when you eat it, you would have no idea that it's not lasagna sheets.
Really?
No idea.
Does that mean you get more layers?
Well, it's also less calories.
Oh, okay.
Because mountain bread's really, like, you know, people only know mountain bread because they use it when they're dieting.
Yes, that's right. And lasagna is all about the calories. I've just read the Memorale Bolognese from 1282, and they don't mention mountain bread.
No. Look, 131060, give us that thing that makes your lasagna so special. Yeah. Alex in Queens Rock, what makes your lasagna so dang good?
Morning, guys. Maple syrup.
Maple syrup?
Oh, okay. So how much of that is going in?
Just a splash.
A splash of maple syrup. Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, I mean, certainly sugar goes into, you know, your bolognese sauce, so that's obviously sugary.
That kind of takes the tartness out of the tomatoes, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Okay. Mm.
But that sounded like I knew what I was talking about for a moment.
It really did, Greg's in Clarkson. Greg, come on, mate. What's the secret to your great lasagna?
It's just my nan's old recipe, and she would take a few shallots in and cut them in half and put them in her bechamel sauce.
Okay, yes, I've heard that.
As she boiled it up. And then when she served it, she'd take about 6 egg yolks and beat them up and pour them over the top.
Oh, really?
Okay. And so that just gives it that little crispy bit, does it?
Well, no, it was as she served it, so it was kind of runny, not quite cooked egg. So it was this whole different texture on top of your lasagna.
Wow, which would sort of half cook as with the heat of the lasagna, I guess.
Wow.
That sounds sort of creepy to me, but I think I'm a bit sensitive about eggs.
Yeah, and it does sound like an appointment with the cardiologist, doesn't it?
Shannon, in Tapping, tell us what makes your lasagna so good.
Hello. My ingredients aren't super original, but it's the quantity. 1 teaspoon of sugar and 2 teaspoons of chili flakes. It can't be any more and any less.
Oh, okay. Specific. It's not just throwing in a pinch and you're getting it right every time.
That's right. Straight from an Italian nonna and lives are changed.
It is, but honestly, we joke about it. But when you nail a lasagna, it doesn't matter how simple the dish is. It is one of those things that you're like, I'm pretty proud of that.
And you know what?
Absolutely.
As Shannon's alluding to there, occasionally I'll go off-piste on a recipe.
Yeah.
And it never works.
No.
It's
no.
never as good as the recipe.
Stick with what Nonna says. Okay. Thanks, Shannon.
Annie is in Wanneroo. What makes your lasagna so special, Annie?
Vegemite.
Oh.
I've heard this. How does it go in and where is it going?
When you're cooking the mince and the onion and that up and the garlic, just put it in there, about a teaspoon and a half, depending on your quantity.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's like stock, right? Vegemite.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just gives it a little extra punch.
You don't have to worry about putting salt in if you're putting your Vegemite in. So, it gives it a bit of an Aussie kick, doesn't it?
An Aussie lasagna. I love it. Good on you, Annie.
Now, how do we get a lasagna at 10 to 7 in the morning? Where are we going to go?
I don't know. Annie, you feel like cooking one up and driving it down here, do you?
Mine, I'm at work.
Oh, damn.
Thank you, Annie.
And of course, thanks, Mix Fam.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pete's mum. We don't need you right now.